P28A underscore proofs the end time is now. We are presently at the end of the time of human government and near the time of the establishment of the kingdom of God upon earth. By Dave Robbins. Here are 9 specific things prophesied for the end time that are in the process of happening right now. 1. A war will begin from the vicinity of the Euphrates River that will kill 1/3 of the human race. Revelation 9:13-16. The Euphrates River is located in Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran, all states dominated by Islam. ISIS has captured approximately 40% of the Euphrates River in the last 2 years. Meanwhile, the world's 2 nuclear superpowers, Russia and the United States, have forces fighting against ISIS on either side of the Euphrates. Russia is attacking ISIS on the west side of the Euphrates while the US is fighting against ISIS on the east side. With the world's 2 leading superpowers encamped on either side of the Euphrates River, the stage is certainly set for the Euphrates River war prophesied in Revelation 9. Although ISIS originated in this Euphrates River region, it now appears to have spread globally. According to the prophecies, this war is coming. It's only a matter of when. Some believe it has already begun. 2. A Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement will signal the beginning of the final 7 years to Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus. The final 7 years will begin when the Antichrist and the international community give their support to Israel's right to exist in the land promised to Abraham by God. Genesis 15:18, this is called the confirmation of the covenant. Daniel 9:27. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has openly stated that the number one goal of his administration is to obtain the support of the international community for Israel's final borders. He openly embraced the two-state solution in his famous Bar-Ilan speech of 2009. There is a belief in the international community that if Israel and the Palestinians cannot reach a settlement, the world community should formulate a peace plan and insist that both sides accept it. A peace agreement is coming. When it happens, the final 7 years to the Battle of Armageddon will begin. 3. The West Bank, Judea, in Israel, will become a place of great tribulation. Matthew 24:15-21. In 1948, when the Jordanians invaded the West Bank in an attempt to destroy the new nation of Israel as soon as it was born, they drove out every Jewish person living there. Consequently, there were 0 Jews living in the West Bank when Israel reclaimed the territory in 1967. When the Jordanians were driven back into their own country, Jews began to return to their homes. Many other Jews built homes on unoccupied ground. Those homes multiplied into settlements and then ultimately became towns that are referred to as settlements. As a result, there are around 800,000 Jews living in Judea Samaria today. It is this West Bank territory where Palestinians want to establish their Palestinian state. But, what do they do with the Jews who live there? In a speech to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress in 2011, Netanyahu stated, "In any peace agreement that ends the conflict, some settlements will end up beyond Israel's borders." Former Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad offered a solution to the problem. He said the Jews could remain in the new Palestinian state just like there are Arabs living in the Israeli state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stated that, as a result of a future peace agreement, he would be willing to allow Israelis to remain in the West Bank under Palestinian rule. When the prophesied peace agreement is finally concluded, this is the solution to the settlement problem that will be implemented. The arrangement will work for 3.5 years. Jesus prophesied that at that time the Palestinians would turn on the Jews living among them and would begin to slaughter them. This will trigger the time known as the Great Tribulation. The peace plans presently under consideration will set the stage for this prophecy to be fulfilled. 4. The Temple Mount in Jerusalem will be placed under a sharing arrangement between Jew and Gentile. Revelation 11:1-2. On November 1, 2013, Bayat Yehudi, Jewish Home Party, introduced a bill to the Israeli Knesset that would place the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement. If enacted, This bill would allow Jews and Muslims to worship and pray on the Temple Mount equally. This potentially explosive bill is still under consideration. 5. The Jewish Temple will be built on the Temple Mount. Revelation 11:1-2, 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4. In March 2016, the Temple Institute initiated a plan to identify, select, and register Kohanim priests who would be eligible to take part in the process of preparing the red heifer, which is used in the ritual of purification of those who would perform Torah-based commandments. For the first time in 2,000 years, said Rabbi Chaim Richman, after miraculously returning to the land of Israel, we are beginning the process of reinstating the biblical purity of the Jewish priesthood. Furthermore, all the furniture for Israel's third temple is now complete. 6. The Temple Mount will be placed under the supervision of the world community and the leader of the world community, which will at that time be the Antichrist. The Antichrist will stand on the Temple Mount claiming to be God. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4. When President Bill Clinton was leading negotiations between Yasser Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak at Camp David in July 2000, the talks stalled on the issue of the Temple Mount. Arafat said the Muslims just couldn't give it up. Barak said that the Muslims had their first holy site in Mexia and their second holy site in Medina. He argued that the Jews didn't even have their first holy site. However, Arafat was adamant. "We can't give it up," he contended. Finally, President Clinton said, "You can just share it." Arafat said, "It won't work. You can't put Jews and Arabs on the same 35 acres without them killing each other." Barak replied that it could work. He said, "We could simply put the Temple Mount under the supervision of an international authority, possibly the United Nations. When the UN takes control of the Temple Mount, the leader of the world government will feel justified in claiming ultimate authority there." 7. A world government will dominate the world for 3.5 years prior to Armageddon. Daniel 7:23, Revelation 13:7. The nations of the world are increasingly recognizing the authority of international law. We now have the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization and the World Court, just to name a few. We have a world court to adjudicate the international laws of the emerging world government. Globalization, sustainable development, international community, global governance, new world order, global political authority, and United Nations are all modern terms used to describe the world government. 8. Each person on earth will be required to have a mark or a number in order to buy or sell. Revelation 13:16-18. First, such a system has never been possible until right now. Only with the invention of the computer and the birth of the internet could this prophecy be fulfilled. I wonder how the writer of Revelation knew to predict such a system way back in 96 AD? Secondly, just such a system is being implemented in the United States and in most other countries on earth right now. On May 11, 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act. The law requires that every American must have a national ID card. The final deadline for enforcement of a national ID card in America is October 1, 2020. Without this card, a person will not be able to fly on a plane, hold a job or open a bank account. Without a job or a bank account, how much buying and selling will an individual be able to do? Oh, by the way, you can't get your card without giving your number, your social security number. Most of the world's nations have a national ID card required for employment. It is considered the best way to control illegal immigration. If people can't get jobs, the basic reason for illegally entering your country is eliminated. 9. The world community, led by Russia and Iran, will invade the nation of Israel. Zechariah 14:2-4, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Iran, Persia, and Russia, Meshech root word for Muscovy or Moscow, are now in alliance. Both Iran and Russia have military forces in Syria, just north of Israel's border. Iran is the leading advocate of wiping Israel off the map. Iran recently test-fired two ballistic missiles, which had the phrase, "Israel must be wiped out" written on them in Hebrew, and also claimed that it had 100,000 missiles ready to hit Israel. Could the fact that all these things prophesied for the end time are happening right now be mere coincidence? It just seems very unlikely. I don't hardly think so.